see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my train, like I see through the water that runs down my train. You that pass in all triggers for the others to fire, then you sit back.
Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the second hour of the August the 12th, 2023 show. Saturday morning, August the 12th, 2023. And this is hour two of Thought Crime Live. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. And my co-host today is Mr. Richard Carey, the host of Beyond the Official Narrative weekdays on RBN. And thanks for joining me again, Richard. Let me toss it back to you before we go to our callers.
Thank you, Stephen. And yes, good to be here indeed this morning, and always great for us to catch up like this with our back and forth, kind of a unique brand we have, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's been about 3 years. The 17th will be 3 years the 18th of this month, 3 years I first started to talk on RBN, and you had been on a little bit previous, so it's over 3 years for you.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, definitely our back and forth shows together, starting with us coming to RBN here. And well, I could just maybe throw in a couple more economic points as we're getting ready for the callers here. Also, just, you know, cars, in addition to homes, are becoming increasingly unaffordable for most people. Average monthly payment for a new car in the U.S., a record $736 last month. That increase over the last 3 years has been 28%. So the average interest rate on a 48-month new car loan in the U.S. moved from 7.59%, moved up to 7.59%, highest since 2007. And of course, there's only one car out there right now that's new, that's under 20,000. Everything else is over 20,000. If you're looking at something that's not used, and that for most people it's not. I certainly would be buying used for that reason. If that were the only reason, you know, financial. But in addition to that, these days with all the chips and the kill switches and everything, I want older vehicles, man. I don't know about you, but there was a good thing to point out here. You know, you got to love this little black correspondent Biden has, Karine Jean-Pierre.
But oh, gosh.
You know, she's out there and she's saying, here's a quote, direct quote from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre in an interview this week. Quote, Bidenomics is indeed working when we say that. You look at the data, right? Cost is going down, right? We think about inflation.
Oh, and that's, I can picture her doing this, man. Horrifies me when I think of her, Richard, because you picture her, and then you picture this other next to her, picture this spokesperson that the Ukrainian military just had, this English-speaking transsexual officer, and put that up against, you know, we're living in clown world, man. I'm embarrassed. Come on. Can't you guys do different? What is up with this world? Come on, I'm sorry, Richard. You triggered that.
Well, Breitbart did a fact check on the little lady. In general, calling her a lady is by far a stretch. In general, products and services purchased by Americans do not cost less than they did in the past. This Labor Department said Thursday the Consumer Price Index was up 3.1% in July compared with the year earlier. Compared with the prior month, the index was up 0.2%. Core CPI, which is a measure that excludes volatile food and energy prices, as I always remind people, rose 0.2% for the month and 4.7% for the year. And so keep all of those factors in mind. And over in the military, they're saying that there's a continuing military suicide crisis. Nearly half of those serving in the U.S. military have contemplated suicide since joining the force. according to the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America members 2022 report, Stephen.
Yeah, I remember covering that with Mike Gaddy on a show, and the suicide rate just in general too is spiking in our society. I mean, that's another trend that's just horrifying to see. I think that the people who died by suicide or casualties of war, just the same as all of the other guys that names on that Vietnam memorial there too. Thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, the only other thing I wanted to conclude with is just that recent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Quote. He was just out there saying, the Democratic Party of my youth was the party of the poor and working class. Today it is the party of the wealthy elite. 70% of American wealth is owned by Democrats versus 30% by Republicans. 9 of 10 wealthiest countries are Democrat. You want to comment on that, Stephen?
Well, yeah, he's right that the Democratic Party flipped at some point. That, you know, it was the Republicans that were the Marxists to start with too, and you know, just either side is going to end up putting the boot on our neck, right or left boot, you know, the way I see it. But yeah.
Well, he continued with some more X's out mm-hmm. on X there. This is the inverse of 1960. And explains why Democrats are the primary supporters of censorship, the champions of orthodoxy rather than the anti-establishment counterculture. I am summoning my party back to its core values and making it a champion again of working and middle-class Americans. I would have to add, Stephen, if you were to dig deeper like some of us have, looking into how, you know, the whole 60s thing, tune in, turn on, drop out. It was convenient until it was anti-Vietnam, and then it wasn't. And back and forth, you know, the government, CIA, you know, that they steered people where they needed. And so many agents of these, you know, figureheads of the hippie, you know, art and music world that we could do a whole show sometime.
Yeah, yes. Ken Kesey and all those. And I've read a lot about that stuff.
But do you want to comment on what the points that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., since you're older than me, Stephen, I'm curious to hear how you'd respond to his points there.
Well, you know, I do remember when it seemed like the Democrats, the Kennedy thing was more for working class people and union people, and, you know, just kind of there was the union battle went on back then. I remember how that whole thing came in the South is how I kind of saw it occur, that down in the South there were no unions, you know, that and so they would come in and unionize the plant so that they could sell them overseas. I saw that kind of thing taking place as I was growing up. It seemed like J.P. Stevens owned all these plants here, and you know, there's this movie Norma Rae back in the 70s where it's all talking about the and I mean the way that people some places, you know, you need to got to stand up for yourself even as a group, like especially the coal miners and stuff. What happened in Harlan County back in the 70s too was outrageous. I've seen some documentaries about that, and you know, they were people, the way that people were treated, it's almost like they living in Niger, you know, where they were, these people in Niger said we have all of this wealth, but we live in like slaves. And the people were mining all this coal for the power for everybody, for New York City, say, and they were living without power in their cabins when the company store. So, you know,
and then what about the censorship
going on?
And what about the censorship thing, though? Now the Democrats are the primary supporters of censorship. He's suggesting in the past that wasn't the case. And, I mean,
yeah,
at least on the surface,
like,
at least on the surface, how would you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, the ACLU used to be for civil liberty, of you being able to, even though I may disagree with you completely, is your right just to say it is good. But now, no, you can't say that. That's hate speech. We have to, that they have flipped on that too. I agree. I think that thing, that has changed in my lifetime a lot.
All right. Well, I didn't mean to take too much time away from callers.
Oh, that's okay. Here. Hey, yeah, that's fine. We got, we have some callers building up. I got Daryl in Canada first. Hi, Daryl. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, guys. Great discussion. Yeah, and inflation, yeah, they leave out the fuel and food. It's a joke. I mean, all these numbers they give you, it's 10-20% probably, might even be more. Who knows? Probably gone down a little since last year. Unemployment, they say, is 3.5% and 5% up here in Canada. So, I mean, it's really around 40% if you count every person 18 to 65. They just cherry pick. And it's not only this administration, it's everyone. You can't believe anything that's coming on. I mean, look at the, like Richard talks about disconnecting the stock market. It's so large. I mean, if you watch CNBC, every company beats the street in earnings. I mean, it's just a big lie. These corporate watching organizations, they don't investigate hardly anything. I mean, they probably, it's almost like probably the drugs coming across the border. They catch one out of maybe 50 people doing that, or one out of 10 maybe, or whatever. They catch one out of 10 or one out of 50 insider trading people. So, and even then, they, if he's a Democrat or if he's something like that, they probably don't do anything. I mean, what comes out of Fox Business and CNBC is just pure fiction, pretty much. I mean, you look at what's going on. Household debt right now, I think it's 57,000 persons, 57,000K for each household in the United States. Credit card debt's over a trillion, and all these things are rising. Vehicle debt. I mean, this is really so. Vehicle debt, like a $1.5 trillion and rising. The repos are off the charts. I mean, if you're a repo or a collection agency, you must be making money, a lot of money. All-time highs, bankruptcies, you know, like I say, credit card. And I think it's just under 10% now, credit card delinquencies. So, man, you know, I don't know. This is, and commercial real estate, approximately 50%. 50% of commercial real estate is unoccupied in the United States. Absolutely crazy. And all of these things are rising. Yet the stock market goes up and Biden says everything's fine type of thing. It's a complete disconnect from reality. It's absolutely incredible. Anyone you want to comment? I got some other stuff.
Well, it's like a complete disconnect from the natural world, too. I was thinking, you know, we said 50% of all commercial real estate's unoccupied. I did not hear that before, but, you know, as I ride around, well, maybe that's nationally. I'm going to say it's not that high around here in upstate South Carolina, but I do see a lot of empty stuff. I do. I see them building new stuff as well.
It seems like he's talking average nationwide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You mean, you
look at the strip malls. That's all I would respond to with that one. Yeah.
Right, even up here, the strip malls are half unoccupied or even more. There's just for rent. And speaking of giving, you know, money, the thing that's, you were mentioning Africa, the thing that sets Africa apart, USA from Africa, I mean, USA, difference between USA and Russia and China, is the USA giving them all kinds of money every year. And with all the $32 trillion in debt, $17 trillion, that's not talked about enough, that I was just talking about, in public debt, $120 in unfunded liabilities, and it's about to run out. I mean, it's a printing press, and yet we're giving all this money away. I mean, how insane is that, that the United States leads the way by a country mile in giving money away to all these countries, and yet they're swimming in debt, and they're about to, you know, basically, well, they are bankrupt, but they're just holding back the dam by printing from the Federal Reserve. So, I mean, the policies are just impossible to believe. If you explain this to an average six-year-old, he would say, are these people stupid, Daddy, Mommy?
Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that.
And Richard, it was nice that you read out some of those GTVflyer.com message is there from the Handsome Truth on Goyim TV. Now, he does a lot of good work, and he wakes up a lot of people on the show. So if you watch that show on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, I get a kick out of that. He makes people laugh, and he wakes up a lot of good people, too. One last thing I'll say is Stephen mentioned that COVID vax shedding. I mean, it's a big issue. Within 30 days, I would say, Stephen, that's really where you have to stay away. Stay away from people that have been newly vaxxed. It's 30 days usually. It's a little muddled after that. And you mentioned glutathione. Yeah, you can get that through NAC mostly. That's one of the best things. It's a double whammy there. N-acetylcysteine, along with bromelain. You take that, and your immune system is fairly bulletproof. Along with, oh, there's all kinds of other things. Zinc. Take it with green tea, actually. Mm-hmm. Zinc, green tea is good also. Vitamin D. And two of the biggest things that you need to do is just to stay healthy, because you got to give your immune system a chance to fight back too, and keep a good healthy weight, Stephen, you brought your weight down. That's good. And fasting, as you were talking about too, those two things, a lot of apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, raise your pH. You got to give your immune system a chance, because when you got a lot of fat on you, your immune system is constantly fighting all that garbage in your fat. It's like a terrible soup in your fat. It's like having a fight with one hand tied behind your back. So if you get down to a good weight and you take all these supplements and you eat right, you can fight off just about anything. I saw a little live kind of a projection of two people. One was vaxxed, one was not, with the spike protein in them. One of them, the spike protein was just doing its thing. And the other one, with a good immune system, your body was fighting it. So the body notices that if you get shed on and you do get that spike protein in you, it will fight back. It will fight back in your body. But you got to give it a chance through a good, healthy immune system. So that's the key. One hand washes the other. Okay, guys, I'll let other callers. Nice show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much for the call, Daryl. I appreciate your comments always. And next up is Patrick in Texas. Good morning, Patrick.
Thank you. Michael Rivera is always famous about, all wars are bankers' wars. That kind of basically just kind of keeps it down to a small million of people. But actually, if you're looking then, they work as a team. It was like what's called a Constantinople letter, or the great Sanhedrin was talking to the Jews who were being kicked out of yet another country. And it was in 1489, the Constantinople letter. This is just before they had to get out with the 1492 with, Christopher Columbus. They all had to get out of Spain because they had already worked with the Moors to held up for 700 years, And so that Sanhedrin says, well, make all your sons apothecaries and doctors so you can poison them. Or you can, become a priest and destroy the church, or you can make lawyers and notaries and steal all their property, So this is all of them are working in concert. And there's in this 1492, 1666, Sabbate and Zeti, who was supposed to be the reincarnation of the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, and he said, salvation through sin. You do everything in reverse. Don't kill people, kill people. Lie, don't lie, lie. And half of the Jews enthusiastically followed them. And Michael Gay was talking last night about the 1848 and the 48ers.
Yeah.
They taken over Europe. Their command post was a synagogue, and they knew that once they take over a country, they will get their little choice spots in government, and over and over, it's not just the main thing I'm saying. It's not just the bankers. It's all of them. They work together, they just happen to be the richer ones with the most power, most juice. He's talking about we have to follow just the Constitution. Well, there's a big difference, you got Donald Trump sent out a tweet, Jan Halpert Hayes is terrific. She took that guy apart. Well, if you listen to what she said, was the U.S. government, Joe Biden is a president of the bankrupt U.S. government. You got to understand that he's not really the president. He's a president of a corporation that's masquerading. And the Civil War was a smokescreen to turn everything into a corporation. And
I think those are all great points, Patrick. I don't disagree with any of that.
I'm sure you're right there.
I'm glad to hear from you.
Is it true?
As always, I just wanted to
is
add.
Is it not though, true?
That, I mean, just to circle
Sir,
back, Patrick, for a second. I mean, just to circle back, though. I mean, it the people who print the money clearly have the most power and influence at the top, to facilitate everything else as they wish. That's all I'm suggesting.
I said that. They got the most juice.
Yeah, of course.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, but I'm saying they're all in cahoots is all I'm saying,
yes.
Richard. So that's just that. It's not just the bankers. They are all working in cahoots. I don't know why you want to bring that up. Yes. Yeah, I mentioned that. They have the banker has the most juice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, hey, Patrick, I'm glad you said that about the bankrupt corporation.
Yeah,
I've heard that he is, that we, you know, you faded out, sir. I don't know what happened. We seem to be losing your audio.
It sounds like Patrick wants to add something else. Patrick, if you could speak a little closer to the mic, we want to hear what other points you want to make, sir.
Well, I just want to point out that, you know, whenever there's different things. A U.S. citizen is a corporate entity, and the Civil War was a smokescreen to turn the country into a corporation. Now, that's not some, you know, happened from the beginning. That happened in the Civil War. And so, you know, whenever you're a U.S. citizen, you know, you're a corporate entity. That's according to Black's Law. And, you know, whenever they pass laws, you got the Federal Register and you got the Federal Record. It separates this federal code and what is supposed to be, you know, the average American people are listening to. But so they mix this all together, and it's kind of, you know, it's more than most people can handle at one time. That understand there's difference. So I just wanted to, may as well say, you know, don't let these all get away and just put all the blame on the banker. No, they're all work together.
Right.
And I thank you for taking my call.
Hey, wait, let me, before you go, Patrick, there's a question I had that I you may know the answer to, sir. I got a video from someone the other day that said that both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were state nationals, that they had done this, and it was filed. Do you know if that's true or not, sir? Oh, we lost Patrick. But hey, somebody out there might know that. But yeah, that's just something. And so next up is Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Thanks for the call, sir.
There we go. Finally heard the sonic gate, as Murr calls it. Previous caller, and that guy just machine gunned through so much I couldn't keep up. The previous caller, and you guys were talking about, you know, the immune system and shots and fat and all that sort of stuff as factors. I do think that your body can store or buffer a lot of the toxins that you're exposed to into fat so that it can carefully metabolize that stuff at some time later, hopefully, if you are able to detox. But a lot of people are worried about inoculating shots directly into their, you know, bloodstream and things like that, and that's exactly what they're supposed to do, is cause an inflammatory immune response. But there are some vaccines, like that flu mist that goes, you breathe it up your nose, or I think I remember something they gave me on a sugar cube growing up.
I had the same thing, and if I had it to do over again, I would not do it. I believe they are all harmful now.
Mike, that's definitely the approach. But I mean, an example like Bill Gates releasing malaria GMO mosquitoes in Florida and Texas, it was completely unnecessary, and it's going to spread more malaria than it's going to prevent, obviously.
Well, under the simple concept that you could take a vaccine through your nose or through your mouth, how else can you be inoculating yourself to mess with your immune system? Eating nerve tissue. How do you slaughter an animal and not have any nerve tissue in it that would cause your body to short circuit and attack itself? These myelin sheath disorders, you know, muscular dystrophy. You remember, what was that, Jerry's Kids? Was that muscular dystrophy?
Yes.
He started talking about using diet to cure that, and they fired his ass.
But I don't want to give the wrong impression, Mike. I mean, I don't support any, you know, the traditional vaccine idea. You give someone a mild version of something. There are a lot of people who are, you know, pointing out in the medical fields that's relatively Stone Age.
What are they putting in there with it? That's the thing. They put in things like components of peanuts. Oh my gosh! Now we got peanut allergies in the kiddos.
I know.
Exactly. Very true.
That wasn't even a thing. I know. Yeah.
So what about all the monkey kidney tissue and chicken eggs and the pathological debris that's in a chicken egg? If you get a microscope and look at it, you can find it. you know, salmonella is in a whole bunch, if not every egg, it's in almost every egg. You know, you got to cook that stuff. So they incubate these vaccines. And I had a pathologist out of Western Kentucky University argue with me, saying, oh, that's old technology. They don't incubate the flu shot in chicken eggs anymore. And it took me like 14 milliseconds on Google to find this year's flu shot and incubated in chicken eggs. I used to know a nurse that would get out of taking the flu shot because she said she was allergic to chicken eggs. That was her excuse.
Anyone who looks at the timeline of the Rockefeller family, origins of a big pharma, I mean, the vaccine industry has been an extension of that, you know, and it, you know, yes, there are depopulation and dysgenics. There's a positive.
I think our body's pretty incredible that we can take a lot of stuff for a long time until all of a sudden, you know, you're 45 or something and you got cancer. And what is it? What is it from? You've been overtaxing your immune system by eating stuff that's really similar to you. And you can't digest that stuff, you know, not all of it anyway.
I see
so
the sense,
it makes it through,
yeah,
just
can,
like that
can,
vaccine makes it
that.
Through.
Then,
good points, Mike. Yeah.
And since the shots, we've had this thing they call turbo cancer that's because of a particular, oh, I can't remember the exact receptor that they were blaming for this, but it all made sense. I'll have to research that again and get back to y'all thought criminals next week about that part.
Well,
but
I know there's a
that
few
you
people
triggered
on
a memory
RBN
in me,
that
Mike,
have...
about that. I just don't know all the details, but it made sense. And a lot of people, you know, since these people have been getting these shots, people have quit noticing patterns, just like the chiropractic friend that I have. See, he said a chiropractor had been treating people who were vaxxed, but he was unvaxxed and very healthy himself. And then after, you know, died suddenly and along the same lines is the way I understood it.
You can't take 70, 80 shots and expect it not to mess you up.
Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. We'll be right back. I got Sherry, Tom, and Tony coming up.
I am a bold marauder in a tie-ho, hey. I am a white destroyer, for I will show you silver and gold, and I will bring you treasure. I will wave a widowing flag, and I will be your lover, and I will show you grotto and cave and sacrificial altar, and I will show you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Stephen Douglas Whitener, and Richard Carey is my co-host today. I just got a message from Casey Whalen that told me that Ammon Bundy has just been arrested. If y'all are listened to Thought Crime Live in the past or follow that, that he's got this lawsuit against him from St. Luke's. And now he has literally been, I just saw on Twitter, it was a video of him getting handcuffed. And he, you know, anyway, that's, I want, since I covered that, I wanted to mention it to you guys. And let me go on now to Sherry in Kansas. Hi, Sherry. Thanks for the call.
Good day, gentlemen. Getting back to the GMO mosquitoes and all the other GMO stuff, it reminds me of, and I couldn't find anything I have written on this, but this is something that Jeffrey Smith, who, you know, he's kind of the, you know, the GMO guy that fighting this the most. He's fighting keep GMOs out of the food supply. But it was a video, and he talked about this thing that almost got through. And I'm not sure what year, but, and I think it was actually a soil treatment for weeds, and I don't know if it was crop specific, but it was like a week away from being approved, and this graduate student who was working on it, testing it, he had gone, went away from his work for, I don't know, overnight, a day or two, I don't know, but he had planted these seeds in this soil with this stuff on it, and they came up, and then they all died, and it wasn't for lack of water. And he started looking into it, and this stuff had, that was about to be approved, had the potential of killing all plant life, you know, just spreading through the soil. And now think about GMO mosquitoes, they're mobile, you know, and they haven't tested those sterile. They never do. We don't know what they're going to do.
Can they reproduce? Is their offspring going to be GMO? It's like, it's a nightmare scenario to me. If I can avoid GMO in my food, I do, but you know, you can't always do that. We have to live in this world. And a lot of times it's the Roundup more than the food that gets you. When it gets concentrated up the food pyramid, you get more and more of that glyphosate stuff, and that is really, really bad for you. It gives you the leaky gut and stuff like that. And if we stopped using it right now, never used another molecule of glyphosate, it'd take 50 years for the environment to get down below what's considered a toxic level.
Right.
So, you know, that's, yeah. So all we can do is, you know, get what we can out and boost ourselves where we can. I mean, it's not, but you know, it's not as bad as it seems with all this fear porn sometimes. I mean, yeah, people can make effective changes a little bit, Sherry. Would you agree?
Yeah. I heard a program this week, a doctor that was, talking about testosterone and why and both women and men have testosterone. It's actually when it breaks testosterone, your body, according to whether you're male or female, how it breaks down. But it does break down into estrogen. To have estrogen, and both men and women have estrogen too, but he was talking about the plastics, the phthalates in the plastic, that is an endocrine disruptor. And that is, he felt like that was part of the problem with the, because testosterone doesn't just affect your sex hormones, it affects a lot of stuff in your body. But then a knowledgeable caller, when they were taking calls in, and talks about how just a very little, like one part per million or something of glyphosate decreases the testosterone in your body. So it's been going on since they... You know, not only with the plastics, but since they, you know, this wild use of glyphosate. So it was a very interesting program. But, yeah, and one more thing. Mike Pompeo, I live in the district where he used to be the congressman. And around here there's this one guy that advertises on a conservative talk show station that's really pushing for Mike Pompeo if Trump gets the nomination, for him to be the VP. When Mike Pompeo was in Congress and there was an effort for labeling going across the states, you know, a few states had passed it, but it wasn't, they, like when Vermont passed theirs, the states surrounding it, it wasn't going to go into effect till the states around it also passed it. Well, California was trying to pass it, and a lot of states. And then Mike Pompeo puts in this bill, and it got passed in Congress that, you know, that they couldn't ban, they didn't have to label GMO products. Thank you, Mike Pompeo. So everybody remember that prick.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I do remember when that bill that was trying to be done, and it doesn't surprise me because Mike Pompeo defended the Ruby Ridge snipers, the FBI, and he brought up and he posited that he wanted federal officers to be immune from lawsuits. You know, federal agents. You know, they can't be sued, like, because I guess it was some of Randy Weaver's family, you know, from the Ruby Ridge snipers. But yeah, thanks very much for the call.
All right, Jerry.
I appreciate you. Okay, and next I have Tom in Florida. Tom, hello, sir.
Yeah. Good day, Stephen. Good day, Richard. Howdy. Or and some people may not mean to want you calling it. Well, if you want me, like I told Richard, I'll call you a host if it offends some of your callers. And I just want to say that Patrick made a great call. It was very powerful what Patrick said was saying. But now, and then this guy from Kentucky, Mike, he says this is the third time he's called people machine gun. Get who's the machine gun? I'm Machine Gun Tom. But he's threw out two other guys as machine gun. They talk too much. So I'm going to slow down for this guy in Kentucky because, and the last caller, Mike Pompeo will never be Donald Trump's VP. He's going to pick a woman. So don't even waste the time with talking about Pompeo. He'll never be the VP for Donald Trump. He's going to pick a woman. Now, to the guy in Kentucky, this sure is lucky, like Bowling Green, the prettiest girls they said they've ever seen. I want to say this. Let's talk about Merrick Garland. Are you there, Stephen? Stephen?
Yes, Tom. Go ahead. Yeah. Yes, Tom. Yes. Go ahead.
I'm going to slow down for the guy in Kentucky because I don't want to hit, you know, either I'm going to be a machine gun or I'm going to be the slow roll. What does this guy want? And, you know, I mean, some of these characters on RBN callers are real characters, I got to tell you. And I try to get pertinent information, and I try to jam it in a minute because there's not a whole lot of time. So that's frankly, what I do.
Well, no, hey, Tom,
now, I'm going to go back.
They don't say things in a constructive way sometimes, you know, and it just doesn't help. It seems like they're attacking personally. But, no, I mean, I've heard a few people say that a few of our callers regularly just speak a little fast where a lot of people can't catch, but they find it's all good information. And, no, yeah, you and Patrick are two examples. Not that slow, but somewhere in the middle. But and you know, you don't have to say Richard or host is all they were suggesting. But, yeah, he didn't have to put in his two cents. But, no, we like your information, sir.
Yes.
Exactly, Richard. You're exactly right. But some of your callers, they like to condescend, and they talk about other callers, and they shouldn't be doing that. I don't do that to anybody if I don't have to, unless they attack me first. But I'll attack back, okay? I'll be like the Great White, okay? You want to call me Great White, that's fine. But I'm not going to have some of these callers calling in without not giving pertinent information about subject matter that's really important to the and by the way, can I give out a phone number for all these people who are complaining? Why don't they call their Washington Congress people? And can I give the number out, Stephen or Richard?
I don't mind if you call to give a Washington number out. Let them call and swamp the switchboard,
okay.
If it's that. Yeah.
Flood the switchboards, exactly. The number is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Now start calling your congresspeople, your senators, your congresspeople, and start complaining about what you want right and what's got to be written. The ship's got to be written. Now listen, I want to go back to what I was talking about, Merrick Garland and this guy Weiss. There you go. And then you got Garland's changed his name. They all these Zionists changed their names because they don't want to be really known who they are. And, you know, this is a giant cabal. What's going on is a cabal against Trump. But Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, they've already proven the great congressman from Kentucky, Mike. His name is Comer. James Comer is proven that the Biden family's already taken $21 million. If that's not bribery and extortion, I don't know what is. If that was Donald Trump's family doing that, they would all be in prison. The whole Trump family would be in jail. The sons, the daughter... and by the way, she's married to a kosher crat. You don't see Kushner on the campaign trail anymore because Donald Trump's been told keep him off, or you're not going to have a chance to win the election. Because people are waking up the 2%ers. The 2%ers are running our country right into the ground because like I told Richard, about 75% of them are full blown socialist Marxist communists. You got 25% of the Zionists. I would have to say are constitutionalists. Like Mark Levin, Michael Savage, you got some great ones out there that will tell the truth. But you got probably 75% of them are not going to ever tell you the truth because they're living in a kibbutz world. They want to live on the kibbutz. They want to live off the dime, off the hog. And that's, you know, Moses came down from the temple and he threw the commandments. He shattered the commandments. That doesn't tell you what they're all about. I don't know what will. But I'm going to go back to now to the real truth about the government. When we got a government so rogue right now, what they're doing to Trump, and to all, it's not that even like Trump said, it's not only him, it's the American public is to take our First Amendment rights from us. We have no country left at all. Without the Second Amendment, there would be no First Amendment. We all know that. But then look at all the transgender that's going on. You had, thank goodness these women lost in the World Cup because they're a bunch of creeps 70% of that team, the U.S. soccer team women, are lesbians. And thank God they can't have the gene pool keep going.
Let me respond to a couple of points there, Tom. I think that those amendments, one thing, that they haven't really protected us against the government restricting and in some cases and altering and even taking people to jail for exercising those rights. And they're pushing that more and more. So, we should be able to do that. But if we don't, it just seems like it's coming down more and more, as you said, that they're going after free speech. And it doesn't seem like that First Amendment has protected us much to me, not from a rogue government. Anyway, any kind of government, it seems like it's always going to come after your rights, and it has the monopoly on force. And I do agree with you about that. It's definitely a two-tiered or a justice system that is just, that judicial. And then Trump is not, he's being unduly attacked every time they expose something bad about Hunter Biden and or Biden. Some evidence comes out against them, they charge Trump. You know, I heard Trump was just indicted for causing the extinction of the dinosaurs. It's like, and exactly. Next, of course, it was just the dinosaurs of color, though. That's all it was. That's what it was. Yeah.
Well, Stephen. Look at what Biden. Look at how the Zionists are running Biden right now. Because let me tell you, the schmucks that are around him, I think he's being run by the state of Israel, personally. But I would actually say this: look at Biden now with his granddaughter in Arkansas. He wouldn't even acknowledge her, but he would acknowledge the dog. But now the Jews that are running his campaign for 2024 here, they told him, "You better start talking about that little girl." Because if Trump starts hitting out with the media, and even some of the media on the leftist media starts attacking, hey, Biden, you're not accepting this little blonde-haired, blue-eyed little granddaughter of yours. So Biden jumped on board. Oh, and, and now we're talking about Burisma and all that and all this inheritance money these kids are getting, these grandkids are getting money from Russia and China. Can you imagine that was Donald Trump's family getting all these millions of dollars and the kids that never worked for a dime a day in their life are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars thrown in their bank accounts? This would be... And they'd all be in Leavenworth prison. But Biden gets away with it because we know who's protecting them. We know that, like Patrick said, we know who's protecting these people, this Biden family and all these cabalists, imbeciles, demonic spirits, or you want to call them. And it ain't anti-Semitism. It's anti-sinisterism. That's what it is. It's sinister.
Well, thanks, Tom. Let me let Richard respond to you before I take another call. Richard, do you want to respond to Tom?
Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
Oh, well, no, I mean, you mentioned a lot of great points, so I don't want to take up more caller time. Fine. No, I agree. I think it's all good, relevant points you made.
Yeah, I agree, Tom.
Well, thank you. You guys are great.
Thanks. Anything else, sir? Go ahead.
One more thing I'll say. I just think this 24 election is the biggest thing that in my lifetime. If we don't get a conservative a president like Trump or somebody back in there, Biden get another 4 years. I know for a fact we're going to either hit with the Chinese Russians or there'll be a military conflict inside the United States. And Stephen and Richard, I'd like to ask your guys' opinion. What's going on with our leadership in the military? The generals that see all this invasion at the border, they see all this corruption with Biden. What is the military? What is your opinion? You guys' opinion? I like to take it off here. What do you guys think? Well, the military leadership, the military, the generals will do if this gets so out of hand that we can't take care of it anymore.
Hey, can we skip? Like, do you mind if we skip this break, Frank? I wanted to get. Is that okay? Thanks. All right, Tom. Yeah, thanks. Me and Richard responded to that, and we'll skip the break because I don't want to miss the last caller.
I want to hear what you got to say about the military.
Go ahead, Richard, and then we'll take the last call.
Well, Tom, what would you be specifically asking there?
I was asking, what do you think? Because if Biden were to win again, and it's so rigged, everything's so rigged with Hunter and Joe and all these criminals, the dirty cabalists, and the military just sits back on their hands. Keep allowing millions of Rich, if this keeps going on, you're going to have 40, 50 million illegals in this country and nothing's being done. The country's the financial collapse. What is the military leadership going to do with this guy?
The military, basically, yeah.
Yes. That's my question.
The military is not concerned about the border, and they have an anti-white agenda from higher ups.
Right, we know that.
On top of it, So, it's. Yeah, it's not going to be dealt with. And regardless, even legal immigration, the amount of legal non-white immigration as David Scorpio is constantly reminding on my Wednesday shows with him, that, yeah, there's a big problem as well, even on its own. It's transforming this country faster than most people are going to even realize, as far as, you know, a lot of these elderly, their grandchildren's future, how much of a minority they're going to be, that they have no idea. Absolutely. I should just point out, like from earlier, that, you know, the difference with the stealth stimulus was $300 billion, basically, that wasn't accounted for, you know, due to the, you know, the government for forgiveness of just a portion of that student loan debt. But that, again, it's future Biden voters. You know, I mean, they get the youth to be into all these agendas. And of course, the tranny right. thing gets them on the government payroll. You know, they can't afford to maintain
Richard.
All the
Richard, they have 206. Yeah. They have 206 Congress people right now saying they're not going to give no money to Ukraine unless that border wall is built. They're giving that Biden wants $20 billion more for Ukraine, and Lorraine Bobbitt from Colorado has already said we could have built that wall four times over and had triple layer walls with the money they're sending to Ukraine.
Yeah. But hey, I didn't want to go on a bunch of other tangents for that. I know there's another caller that's been waiting a while there.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you for my time.
Thanks again, Tom. We have Tony in Chicago. Tony, thanks for calling.
Yeah, on the subject of invasion, until you have seen, okay, with your own eyes, these mobs of illiterate human filth that these Jews are flooding us with, you just can't imagine it. Okay, what I saw Wednesday, I really didn't want to see, but I had to drive past it three times, even though I've witnessed them around this area. I'll get to the point. There's this hotel. It's called the Inn of Chicago. It's on Ohio Street, if Richard has any idea. It's right off of Michigan Avenue, one block. And this I don't know how long they've been in there. I'll just get to the point. I've been listening to this place since May. Okay. And I finally got down there to look at this thing. Okay. Because my, lady went to Navy Pier. I picked her up there. You have just no comprehension of what these people are doing to us unless you see what they're bringing in here. And there's just millions of them. There's 1,200 in it, this hotel. It is just, it's human filth. Okay. Gangbangers, pregnant women. Okay. These are mestizos and mulattoes. Okay. Kids all over the place on bicycles and in baby carriages. Okay. I mean, this is outright demographic warfare against the white race, which really in this country deserves it, because the white race in this country is just totally worthless. I mean, that's why I got out of activism. They're not going to do anything. I've tried to rally them. They're just not going to do a damn thing about nothing. They're just going to sit there and die. That's facts are facts. But like I said, you have no comprehension unless you go. I've seen little splatterings around here on the south end of this city. Okay, they're in the police stations, they're at the city colleges, but you just have no idea. I mean, this is just human garbage they're flooding us with, and they're doing it on purpose. They're taking this country down as a white nation, and they're at full war with us. None of these people have valid asylum claims. They're just being brought in to bankrupt the country, which is already bankrupt, and to trash out what's left of the white race. We're just about a minority, and no white people in this country are going to do absolutely nothing. They're just totally worthless. Okay, they've I haven't done a damn thing.
Chicago's one of the racially speaking, one of the canaries in the coal mine. I mean, it's been accelerating since, I think, the summer of BLM. Though, honestly, I mean, I spent 10 years living in downtown Chicago. I know someone who is still living there currently, though. You know, he's got a wealthy high rise there. And yeah, just the amount of vacancies and crime and danger right in the heart of. And that's really close. That's part of downtown, more or less, Ohio and Michigan that you mentioned.
Oh, no, it's right. It's just, go ahead.
But, yeah, no, I mean, Baltimore. Detroit, St. Louis, as Robert Ravel always talks about, Chicago. Yeah, these are definitely some of the first to just get fully taken over. Go ahead, Tony.
But they're just, like I said, I made my point. There's just this is just a little splattering of them that I've seen. There's just millions and millions of these people. They're flooding them in under the, you know, the cover of darkness. And but they can't hide them when you know, they have to put them somewhere. And if you just go, like I said, the police stations are full of them. I got a cop down the street here that the cops are getting scabies. The cops are getting diseases. They're complaining. Some of the cops, I assume the black ones, are having sex with some of these women. But like I said, big tummies all over the place. They're baby care. I mean, they're bringing them in as a pretext as their asylum seekers. This is insane. This is just a weaponized demographic non-white, you know, invasion against the white race. And I mean, I protested this a year ago up in Elk Grove Village by the airport. Okay, with the first load that came in. I mean, I had cops on me. I was down at the homeless area on the south end of downtown in December, and I just basically have given up. People are not going to do anything in this area. I just want to get out of here, and I'm in the process of just taking a long time. As a matter of fact,
less than a minute left, Tony.
Oh, yeah. I know where you used to live. You used to live up by Roger Park, that neighborhood you were always talking about that I never heard about. It's up by Rogers Park by Evanston. Now I know where you used to live, okay? But anyway, the people downtown are not going to do anything. They wouldn't dare. They wouldn't dare protest. They just threw 1,200 illiterate welfare savages in the middle of them. And like I said, your friend down there, he wouldn't have the balls to go out there with a sign. It's just not a good place to protest. They would mob me. I mean, I'm tempted, but I just, you know, why should I end up in Cook County Jail, okay, defending a bunch of
for the call, Tony. You know, we're getting run over by the music. I appreciate your calls always. Thanks for joining me and committing thought crime again today. Y'all stay tuned on RPN. Paul Edward Stevenson's next. Then Luca and Mike Gaddy this afternoon. We'll have Jim Ram as a guest. Join me next week. And remember, a thought crime a day helps keep tyranny at bay.
You would hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. Want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.